KNOM Update News, I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 12:02. Although it was Team 23 who arrived at the halfway shoot first yesterday in Nome, it was Team 17, Mark McKenna and Dusty Van Meter, who had the fastest time to Nome from Big Lake in the 2013 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race. The 23-second difference again awarded the defending champions the Gold Rush Prize, a $10,000 check for being the first to Nome. So far, 24 teams have arrived at the halfway point. Three teams remain on the trail. 13 teams in total have scratched from what's called the longest, toughest snow machine race in the world. Team number 10, Nome's Mike Morgan and his partner and past champion, Chris Olds, were sixth to arrive in Nome at 5:40 last night. And team number 9, Nome's two-time champion Evan Booth and Doug Dixon, arrived in 15th position at 1:06 this morning. The Bethel team, Guy LaRue and Stephen Boney, arrived in Nome this morning at 7:10. And the Army National Guard team, Michael Williams and Bethel's Vince Salzbrun, were the latest team to arrive in Nome at 11 a.m. this morning. Teams are held in Nome for another night. A halfway banquet will be held this evening at the Nome Armory, and teams will be given some wrench time to work on their sleds on the clock. The restart is scheduled for 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned to KNOM as we continue race updates at 9, 12, and 5 o'clock. The first bill to land on Governor Sean Parnell's desk will be one that he introduced. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports the measure relaxes regulations on cruise ships and lets them use mixing zones when they release waste. By doing that, it strikes down part of a citizens' initiative requiring vessels to meet clean water standards at the point of discharge. Minority Democrats in the Senate cited that as a reason for opposing the bill during their floor speeches. Debate also focused on impacts to the state's fisheries. Conservation groups, tribal organizations, and some members of the fishing industry had come out in opposition to the bill. The bill ultimately passed the Senate on a 14-6 vote. Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel, joined the majority in approving the measure. The bill passed the House earlier this month on similar party lines. APRN's Peter Granitz reports U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski wants the government to look at all aspects of Shell's Arctic drilling operations in light of the Kolik's grounding.
It's not just about the drilling operation itself. It's the whole initiative. You got to move the assets up north and then back. All aspects of the operation need to be tended to.
Speaking on public radio Tuesday, Senator Murkowski called the grounding a marine incident. The oil and gas industry and its supporters in Washington, D.C. have labeled the grounding a transportation issue, but Murkowski said it's more than just that.
I share the concerns of many that all areas were not fully attended to, and a level of assuredness to us as Alaskans, to us as Americans.
And an Alaska Native leader and former lawmaker remained in the hospital Tuesday after suffering a heart attack Monday in Juneau. APRN's Ed Schoenfield reports that Albert Kukesh was listed in critical condition as of late Tuesday afternoon by Providence Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage. Kukesh co-chairs the Alaska Federation of Natives and chairs the Sea Alaska Regional Corporation's Board of Directors. His family could not be reached for immediate comment, but Sea Alaska posted an update on its website saying he is resting after undergoing surgery to correct a blockage. The Angoon Democrat served 8 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate. He lost a re-election bid last year after redistricting separated him from many of the communities he represented. Kukesh has also been involved in a number of regional and nationwide Alaska Native organizations. He has a law degree and has been a senior and store and lodge owner. And CoAIRC offices throughout the region are hosting open houses today to celebrate 40 years of service to the Bering Straits. CoAIRC President Melanie Banky says the public is invited to their offices at different times in each community to commemorate the milestone and enjoy cake and refreshments. Banky says today's open houses kick off CoAIRC's 40th anniversary celebration. CoAIRC is planning a string of events throughout the year around the theme Owning Our Future, Celebrating Our Past, including a regional conference in April, a canned food drive in June, and a float at Midnight Sun Folk Fest. CoAIRC opened its doors in 1973 under the Native Claims Settlement Act. Since then, the regional nonprofit Native Corporation has contracted with the state and federal government to provide social services to communities throughout the Bering Straits. CoAIRC's open houses are happening today at different times in each community. CoAIRC's Nome office will be having its open house at the main building from 2 to 3:30 p.m. The public is invited to attend. The price of gold in New York fell $22.90, trading at $1,582.70 an ounce. An ounce of silver has fallen 76 cents, trading at $28.28, and a pound of zinc is at 96 cents. Unofficially 8 above outside the KNOM studios, 8 minutes after 12 o'clock.